I will call the November 5th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandridge.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B1 is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you think. Any citizen wishing to speak?
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I'm really disappointed when I find out that we have still problems with these microphones, and I've been after this for the last 10 years, and nobody up there seems to be able to get their mouth near these mics except Steve Taylor. Why is that we're paying you people around $9,000 and you don't even know how to use a mic? That's ridiculous. It's a shame that all the business and all the money that takes place in this city comes through these mics. So I hope that somebody gets some money out of this thing. If you want me to get block grants, I have a place where I can get $20,000, but I'm not going to get it here. Incidentally, I was looking at this for the park issue. Looks like we're going to buy some more land for parks. And if you go to this Pleasant View Park, it is a disaster, the way the playground is laid out. It's a disaster, the equipment there. I can't believe that our engineering or our DPW, or is it you, Kristen, that approved all this? Good. I'm surprised that this Department of DPW and engineering is responsible for that layout, because most of it is the fact that the water runs right through and past it. It's on a hill going down, and it, water comes in there. I just was there today, and it's terrible. And I know how you feel about it, and I wish that we'd get somebody that's smart enough to take care of our parks. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Before I close the citizen comment period, I do have an email from Grace Leto, 7300 South 36th Street, regarding item G9 on the agenda, which is the drainage issue, and we'll enter that into the record. Anyone else?
I think we'll not do that. No.
Anyone else? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the citizen's comment period. I move on to mayoral announcements. A is just to let the aldermen know that Milwaukee Southwest Interfaith and a group called SET have merged together. I bring that to your attention because you do get calls in the wintertime for seniors wanting some help shoveling snow. I understand that Interfaith continues to have their office in Greendale, so they're just a bigger organization now. Also, item 2B is a letter of appreciation from the Franklin Fire Department to Kristen Anderson for assisting, she did more than that, but revising the city's emergency operations plan, which we'll talk about later in the evening. So thank you, Kristen, and thank you, Chief Remington. Excellent job. Okay, I move on to approval of the regular meeting of October 16th. Any addition or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's going to be one of those nights. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G1, reports and recommendations. A resolution authorizing certain officials to execute stormwater facilities maintenance agreements for stormwater pond at Ballpark Commons.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is on page 53. It's a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute payment in lieu of taxes agreement between Franklin RELLC and the City of Franklin for property located at 7220 West.
So moved.
ballpark count.
Second question.
Alderman Taylor.
Do we know what ballpark dollar amount that will be? Do you have any idea?
Whatever is assessed at the time.
At the time? Do we have any idea what first year is?
They're going to pay tax, so this is to cover them in case they turn not to profit.
Oh, that's not going on.
So we don't, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. All right.
And by the way, I appreciate the council doing this. With your help, I'm going to make sure that all of the senior facilities and all the facilities that run the risk of turning not-for-profit will have a pilot. Okay. Okay, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G3 on page 69 is a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute the First Amendment to Tax Incremental District Number 5 between the city and Ballpark Commons.
So moved.
Yes.
Second.
There is a marked up version at your place and a clean copy with some technical changes, Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, various numbers of lawyers working on this, as well as developer representatives, late Friday afternoon arrived with some changes, and that's what's handed out to the common council members in the highlighted version this evening. It includes just a change of date on the first page, second page, understanding that the developer is not going to be doing personally, if you will, the construction, change the line to say commence construction or cause the commencement of instruction. With regard to the schedule of increment and debt service, which is going to be updated as part of the development agreement, staff and communications with the representatives and attorneys decided that should be put off for a period of time. And so that provision was changed to provide for 90 days, and that would be a work product from the city's financial consultant, Ellers. And the rest of the changes are somewhat technical. Added the city treasurer as a signator and corrected a tax key number on it. So those are the changes.
We've all heard that old saying, one attorney in town, business is terrible. Two attorneys in town, business is booming. There must have been at least 10 emails back and forth on a two-page agreement. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 on the page on.
Four.
With the understood that it's with the changes
yeah.
that were presented.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. Council.
Is that who made the motion? Whoever made the motion.
I did.
Is that the motion?
Alderman Taylor.
Yeah.
And the second?
Alderman Mayor.
Alderman Mayor, you agree to the condition? Okay, thank you. I misspoke. Alderman. Alderman G4, on page 81, a resolution to execute a partial satisfaction and release of mortgage for the senior housing development at Ballpark Commons as described in the council action sheet.
Motion to approve.
Second. Discussion? All those, Mr. City Attorney.
Only that there is a return to of lawyers representing the developer with regard to the partial satisfaction.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now to G5, page 119, an agreement for mutual assistance among Milwaukee County Fire Departments to provide potentially more rapid response times within areas of adjoining communities. And while the chief is getting settled in, this was before you some period of time ago, but since that time, hard on other alternatives to adding firefighters.
I don't know that this was ever before the council to actually vote on. What had been happening is when the city of Milwaukee started working, I don't know if you want me to go into this yet. Okay.
It's okay. I was going to go into a speech, but go ahead.
A few years ago, the city of Milwaukee started working with some of the larger departments in the county, and they had cross-border responses, and at the time, Milwaukee was not part of the existing mutual aid agreements dating from the 90s. And also those agreements didn't really address EMS responses. It was more mutual aid was understood to mean that once you're completely out of your individual resources, you would request assistance from some other agency. What they were looking to do is have a response by the closest available unit, meaning that if we had a fire at 35th and College and Station 3 is out of quarters, it might be a Milwaukee engine from 13th and College that comes in. As of 2019, we're putting in place this combined shared computer-aided dispatch that you might be aware of that was part of our required participation in the county EMS agreement. I was skeptical of that system at first, and it remains to be seen how quickly and effectively it's put in place. But theoretically, it will allow for pretty much instantaneous closest available unit responses throughout the county. Every dispatch agency will be able to see a map of available resources throughout the area, and they can scale that map up or down and look at as much or as little of it as they want. But they will see what resources are available, what those resources are, whether they be EMS units, trucks, engines. And at some point, theoretically, they would be able to request or even dispatch them to respond to their community. So it's kind of a computer-based functional consolidation. To be part of that, I feel we need to sign the same agreement as the other 18 participating municipalities. We are still in Franklin individually operating off the language that's in those 90s mutual aid agreements. All 18 other municipalities signed on to this other agreement, and I feel if we're going to cross borders, we need to have a voice at the table that says what those standards are, what those response models look like. And unless we're a part of that same agreement, I don't feel like we have a voice at the table.
So to add a little bit more clarity, the computer-aided dispatch software has already been contracted for several years ago. It's just not been implemented yet. That's not our issue. It's an issue with Milwaukee County EMS. But this, the agreements that you have in front of you have been looked at by Mr. Liberta and the city attorney and the league insurance company. We did not act on this in 2014 because, frankly, this is not a very good agreement. We're at a situation now where, because these things are moving forward and we don't have a seat at the table, in conversations with the city attorney, fire chief, myself, and subsequently the city attorney has contacted the attorneys for the North Shore Fire Department. Nope.
Other municipal attorneys.
Okay. And there may be interest in revisiting the terms of this agreement and making it more correct for us. But what we're asking for is, it's a terrible agreement that all 18, now we hope 19 communities are part of. If something happens in this agreement, I mean, it is what it is, but it'll happen all 19. So we're asking that you approve us signing the agreement, and then we're going to go forward to try to get it changed to a better agreement in the near future.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussions? Alderman Dandrea?
I just had a quick question. Is this will not only benefit us as a community, but the corrections that Mr. Liberta and city attorney went through will benefit all the other municipalities in cleaning it up and eliminating confusing statement or conflicting statements that are within each section. So I realize that if we don't join the system, we're not going to be able to have any impact on this. So I do support moving forward with this.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6, a heck of a lot of work, approval of the updated emergency operations plan and designation of an emergency manager. I will say again, Kristen Anderson and the chief did a tremendous amount of work on this. As you saw the document, I don't know if any of you read it, but there's a lot of detail and data in that document.
I went to page 28.
You went to page 3.
Just like you told us to. And look, our responsibility was.
There you go.
That's it. That's all.
Make the motion to adopt.
Second.
Oh, wait. There's two motions. Yours is to adopt, number one, right?
Right.
Okay, to adopt the plan. And it's been seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Second motion.
Second motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you. Kristen. Thank you, Kristen. Was incredible amount of work that was put into that.
Oh, by the way, the documents that you all have do have some private information in them, so please, if someone asks you for it, there's a clean copy here at City Hall.
That's good reading for people.
It is, especially if you're insomniacs. But it'll be important if we ever have to use it, knock on wood. Item G7 on page 149 is an ordinance to modify the municipal code 245-5F to add no parking on school days near Southwood Glen Elementary School.
I'll let, I guess, maybe Glenn address a little bit of it, but this is right down the street from where I live. We actually, the map that's on your desk, I asked Glenn to take a look at what we did probably... I don't know, 5-6 years ago, we did some no parking on the east side of Southwood Glen Elementary. And then when you see where it says no parking for 8 feet on each side of the exit, that's because the buses were not be able to pull out of there without, you know, hitting a car. It's kind of a narrow road as well, which is kind of odd. It's a newer street, but just it's kind of narrow around that corner. So I know we brought this to Public Works, and I'm ready to move forward, but I don't really think we even need 50 feet of no parking. I mean, we did 8 on each side of the exit. I'd be more apt to just say like 25 feet, like cut that in half and still have the 30 minutes on each side, 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the afternoon. I don't know, Glenn, if there's...
I agree with the alderman. Obviously, the big concern here was having visibility for kids who are crossing the road to actually live in the neighborhood. So I think 25 feet in either direction would probably be sufficient. 50 feet was recommended to Board of Public Works, but we didn't discuss other options. I think we discussed 50 just to try to limit it, because initially the request was the entire block. So we decided to limit it from that respect. I think 25 would be appropriate. If it is a problem, I guess we can always widen it later.
And we have the paint to do this, obviously?
Yes.
Now, I did notice in the ordinance it does not include, and I don't know for sure, but it does not include no parking on the Southwood Glen side of 35th Street.
There's a map that shows you the
Right, but that line is not in the ordinance.
It's on South 35th Street on the east and west side, both 50 feet north and south.
My apologies, everybody.
Change 50 feet to 25.
One last piece of information. I talked to the school district administrator, who is very much in favor of this and thanks us for doing this.
Well, that's good, because they've been mute on most school-related items in the 10 years I've been up here.
It's changing.
Well, I can't recall last time I saw one of them in the audience. So. Or a phone call. I mean, this is my district. They didn't pick up the phone. I got about this much. I'll just leave it alone. I'll make the motion to adopt it at 25 feet.
Second.
And then also, will that be the first motion?
That's for the parking. The 25 feet is for the parking just on the hilltop corners, right?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a second? Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'd like to know how that's changing, too. Yeah.
Okay. G8 on page 155 is a resolution authorizing execution of subdivision development agreement Ryanwood Manor, which is on...
Oh.
Go ahead.
Questions.
Alderman Nelson.
Number one, on the analysis on the lead page, those are blanks for the oversizing costs.
Mr. Morrow.
Yeah, I apologize. I get turned in without filling those blanks in. On page 175 of your packet, item number 10 on Exhibit E, $226,590. That's the oversizing cost for the water main.
What page?
175. At the bottom, item number 10. And then if you turn the page, item number 12, city shall reimburse the developer 62% of the paved trail cost. Total cost of the trail is $40,783.50. Total reimbursement is in $25,285. And that 62%, that is based on participation that we can pay for out of our park impact fees. So the thought was is that the developer will build it, and we reimburse them for the part that park impact fees can pay for. Other than that, it won't cost the city anything.
And that was, you also answered the second question was, where is that money coming from? So what is coming from impact fees?
Yes, sir.
That's all I have.
Mr. Rotzenberg.
I would just remind the council that there are no appropriations in the 2019 budget to cover that park item. And so when the item would come to finance for payment in 2019, finance would be unable to pay it until the budget amendment would be adopted.
2018 fund.
2019. There's no appropriation for this item in either year's budgets.
But next Tuesday we can fix that. So, okay, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I guess I wondered, I brought projects through about trails, and it's always, is it in the court plan? And did the park commission recommend it? And I talked to both the park Alderman Rep and gentlemen on the park commission, and they're not aware of this. So maybe we could also fix that before the budget so they actually know about it. The other thing is I'm concerned about the language about how this will be deeded to the city, because I couldn't really find anything in there. And I don't know if we're doing it outright, and now we're going to be maintaining this inside of the subdivision, because according to the document, the trail would be an improvement, and it says all improvements are going to be maintained by the city. So is that a cost that is we can sustain, or there's been no discussion on how are we going to be able to get in there with our equipment, or?
And
if you look on page 166 of your packet, there is a exhibit that's very hard to read. So you can see the trail on the north side of the development, and there's little dash lines around the trail, and that would be deeded over to the city. So it would be ours, and we would access it off of Main Road. I don't recall what the name of that road is, but we would have access off that main public road, and we would maintain it like we do other trails in our system.
And this is in the court plan?
I understood it was, yes.
Because I've always, I have that development project for College Avenue, which has a trail which is going to fail. I'm meeting with them tomorrow. I guess I'd like to be able to offer them the same issue.
Department of Development told me that it was in the court plan. That it went through Plan Commission, and I believe it was discussed. This trail was discussed here at Common Council, too.
It hasn't been before.